Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A fourth federal judge blocks Biden's shop mandate for federal contractors. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, Holly, this is Judge Stephen Merriday from Tampa. In fact, we actually have a case before him involving our litigation on behalf of men and women in the military, federal employees, and federal civilian contractors. In a separate case filed by the state of Florida, Judge Merriday issued an injunction on December 22, 2021, indicating that these Biden shot mandates with regards to federal contractors exceeds the president's authority. That's the quote from the particular area of the order. And it says, quote, and intrudes into a matter traditionally committed to the state. This would ultimately substantially, he says, injure Florida entities faced with violating either a federal contract or a state law, because now Florida has a state law that says you have to give religious exemptions and various other opt-outs to all employees in Florida, if you're going to operate in Florida.
Due to the amazing governor in Florida.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Ron DeSantis
has really kept leading the way.
I know. This judge, you know, he gets it. He realizes the president, the executive branch, does not make laws, and he does not have the authority to do this. Is unlawful, unconstitutional, but yet people are just bowing down like it's the law of the land.
And Biden issued this shop mandate on September 9, 2021, that requires all federal contractors and subcontractors to become, quote, fully vaccinated, close quote. Now, this particular mandate has a huge coverage because every bank, for example, that processes small business loans or the PPP loan becomes a federal contractor. Mm. Many of the airlines become federal contractors, not all, but many of them do.
Because they work with the government.
Because they have some kind of contract with the government. So the breadth of what would be considered a federal contractor is quite huge. Every person who does work for products or devices or equipment for the military is a federal civilian contractor. The federal government doesn't produce anything for the military. Let's just take that as an example. Everything is done by contract. So from the shoelaces and the boots on the soldiers' feet to the most sophisticated stealth fighter jet, that's all done by private civilians, mm-hmm. satellites, rockets, all the other kinds of night vision, the weapons, all those are federal civilian contractors. And that's just the military. And that happens throughout our country. So there's a lot of these people who are affected. Nuclear scientists are affected of the highest level. People that work to put satellites and other rockets in orbit, they're under the federal civilian contractors. And so this judge, Judge Merriday, is the fourth judge to block this. Now, here's the landscape. This particular case is not what was just argued before the U.S. Supreme Court. The Supreme Court has two other Biden shop mandates before it that were just argued on January the 7th. Four cases involving two shop mandates. One shop mandate is the OSHA mandate. That is for all employers, 100 or more employees, to get the shot. Mm-hmm. The other one is the
For healthcare workers
right. to get the shot. Those are before the Supreme Court. This is a third Biden mandate on federal civilian contractors.
You know, and it gets confusing, I mean, but we saw this coming when the first mandate came out. We said there's going to be some legal action, and sure enough, these are flying in and out of the courts. Every week, something different's happening.
Yeah, so where we look, if we go back and look at some of these, the series here, November 30, 2021, U.S. District Judge Gregory Van Tattenhove issued a preliminary injunction against Biden's federal contractor mandate covering Kentucky, Ohio, and Tennessee. On December 7, U.S. District Judge Stan Baker expanded the injunction nationwide in a seven-state lawsuit brought by Georgia, Alabama, Idaho, Kansas, South Carolina, Utah, West Virginia, and a trade organization.
And then on December 20th, you had Judge David Nose issued a preliminary injunction against Biden's shot mandates for federal contractors in 10 states, which include Alaska, Arkansas, Iowa, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, New Hampshire, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Wyoming.
Yeah, so you have all of those. Then you had this one here, which was Florida, and that was on December 22, just before Christmas. And that becomes the fourth federal judge. All the federal judges that have reviewed this contractor provision have found them unconstitutional, that they exceed Biden's authority. And you know what Biden did was he used the administrative branches and his own executive orders to just simply impose these across the board.
As if they're law.
As if they are law. Absolutely.
No.
As if they're law. And many of these employers have had to, they've terminated individuals already. They've disrupted the workplace. And then they get enjoined where the injunctions are not applying to them. And they're confused as to what they have to do. So, for example, you know, Boeing, as an example, I'm not defending Boeing on this, but Boeing didn't have a mandate until Biden's federal contractor mandate. So Boeing gets the mandate as a federal contractor because it has obviously contracts with the federal government to make aircraft and so forth. And Boeing president says that he knew that by imposing the mandate, he's going to lose very highly qualified staff. But if he doesn't impose the mandate, he'll ultimately lose the contracts and the company will be essentially devastated. So he had, you know, in a catch-22 situation.
It's a no-win.
And it's all because of Biden. If you go back and wind back the clock.
Or at least his regime, let's put it that way.
Yeah, whether he knows it's going on or not. Yeah. But what you have is Biden wanted to have a certain percentage of people with the COVID shot by July 1. Remember that? He said if they had a certain goal to get a certain percentage of Americans receiving the COVID shot by July 1. And remember, he actually said, well, hopefully we'll be able to gather in small groups by July 1. Well, welcome to Florida, Biden, because we don't really care about what you say there. We've been gathering in large group for a long time, for months.
We've and have the lowest with cases no of COVID.
Yeah, lowest per capita. So, you know, but anyway, he didn't reach the goal because people were saying no. So what did he do? He started issuing these mandates. The very first one was the third week of July, after he missed the target of however many percentage he wanted to have with the shot. And he imposed it on the Veterans Administration, healthcare workers. And then that started this whole floodgate of mandates from private employers. Then he expanded it in August to put it on the military, and then on federal employees on September 9, on federal civilian contractors, then OSHA on employees with 100 or more, then on the healthcare workers through the Department of Health and Human Services on Medicaid, Medicare recipients. And he's literally trying to force people to put something into their body.
And don't forget, they keep putting Fauci on the media to push these as well. So.
And, you know, you can't ever tell. Fauci has been so discredited since the very beginning. Fauci knew it was a lie. Mm-hmm. When he said just 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Anybody who knew anything about virology knows that that is just impossible. You don't just shut down society in 2 weeks and then lo and behold, you're all fine. Whatever disease it is all gone and we're good. We go back to normal. They knew it was a lie.
Right. You don't need a mask and now you need a mask. Now you need 16 masks. And so it's like, you know, every week a different lie.
And, you know, because it's like boiling a frog, if you actually told people at the very beginning what their objective was, people would say, there's no way. Right. You got to be kidding. We're going to shut down schools and shut down employers, and I've got to wear this, and I've got to do that, and I've got to quarantine for 14 days, and now it's less than 14 days.
It's all about control.
It's all about control. It's about creating a mindset of fear so that they can ultimately control you. And when you don't respond as they want you to, then they come at you with the force of government and penalties attached to it. Well, the good news is I think the Biden shot mandates will ultimately bite the dust.
Right. We'll see you in court.
And in fact, we also have a challenge against the federal contractors case. Pray for our case, Navy SEAL 1. And we have many members of the military that we represent in our case. all the branches of the military, plus federal employees, plus federal civilian contractor employees, and a federal civilian contractor. And we're also before Judge Mary Day, the same judge who just issued this injunction blocking Biden's federal contractor mandate. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776.